Heavenly Father, as we listen to your word to us, prepare our hearts and minds that it will have a positive effect on our lives in this world and our relationship with you. Amen.
Good morning. The responsive psalm this morning is Psalm 121, found on the screens in front of you. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber.
He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor
sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life.
The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore.
The second reading is from the New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to chapter 4, verse 5, found on page 204. Of your pew Bible. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. The third reading is again from the New Testament, Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8, found on page 76. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while, he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God for his word to us.
O Lord, may the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing to you. O Lord, my God, my Savior, and my Master. Amen. A lot of people, you know, face problems and they don't persist until they've overcome them. Too many people today are in the quitter's club. What do I mean by that? Well, they decide that when their going gets tough, they're tough will get going right out the door. Problems at school cause some young people to drop out. Sometimes even drop out of society for a while. Marriage problems cause people to get divorces without the spouses trying to work out their difficulties before running away. And trouble in finding work causes a lot of people to just give up and not look for work anymore, just go on welfare or walk the streets. Health problems cause many to go into depression. And that in turn brings about an early death. And business difficulties can cause people to give up rather than trying to make a go of it. And most dreadful of all, spiritual difficulties cause some to lose heart and not to continue in their worship and faith. Now, right here, I'm not complaining just to hear myself complain. It's just, you know, at times it's frustrating for me to see others suffering needlessly because they give up too soon. So why do people lack persistence? Think about it for a moment. When you look at scientific discoveries, they only come about through persistence. When you look at great athletes, it's only through persistent training that they become great athletes. Students do well on their exams and in their courses only after persistent studying and applying themselves to it. Marriages last only because ordinary people have worked at them. Stable family life is maintained because parents and children work at their relationships. And my friends, prayers are answered and events are changed because believers persist in prayer. Anything worthwhile comes about because of persistence. Yet for many in our country, actually in all of North America, this is an age of quitters. They quit. They walk away. They drop out. They withdraw. They escape. Basically, they lack persistence. Membership, you know, is easy in a quitter's club. No one imagines that life is easy. But, you know, it can be meaningful if you work at it. Persistence is also essential to a person's prayer life. Too many people quit praying. They quit believing in it as a spiritual force because they quit too soon. Jesus told his disciples all the time, quit or keep on praying. Everyone faces tough times, but persistence prayer can handle any problem. It overcomes anger, anxiety, criticism, disappointment, fatigue, fear, nervousness, temptation, and sorrow. That's why Jesus tells us to persist. You know, in the time of Jesus, Jews had waited a long time for the Lord. They were taught to be patient and wait for the Lord to act. Listen to the words of the psalmist. From the depths of my despair, I call to you, Lord. Hear my cry, O Lord. Listen to my call for help. I wait eagerly for the Lord's help, and in his word I trust. I wait for the Lord more eagerly than the watchman waits for dawn. Yes, for those who wait, God will honor, answer, and provide spiritual strength. You know, the prophet Isaiah says, those who wait upon the Lord, who trust in him for help, will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. Through waiting patiently and praying without giving up, A person learns to trust God, and he or she finds strength and a spirit of expectancy. Yes, successful people stick with it until they outlast their problems. Jesus stressed God's desire for us to persist in prayer. He encourages us to do so and says that His Father will give you everything you need because you're not ashamed to keep on asking. You know, the parable says that God is like a man who gets up in the middle of the night to give a neighbor some bread because he had to get a neighbor to give him some bread because he had unexpected visitors. And in the earlier chapter of Luke, Jesus says the following. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. For everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. In the parable we read today, Jesus speaks about a judge who had been very slow in handing out judgments. And a woman who was being disadvantaged pestered him constantly until he gave judgment. If an unjust judge relents because of persistence, how much more will God relent because he is totally just? And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. We are to travail in prayer. Now, travail, I know people will say, what is that word, travail? Well, travail means that we must grimly labor and agonize over the concerns of our prayers. The theologian Spurgeon said, God does not hear because of the length of our prayer, but because of the sincerity of it. Prayer is not measured by the yard or outweighed by the pound. It is the might and the force of it, the truth and the reality of it, the energy and intensity of it. So, my friends, God expects us to use energy and intensity in our prayers. That's how we should feel when we pray. When the Jewish patriot Jacob wanted God's blessing, what did he do? Well, he wrestled and said, I won't let you go until you bless me. He travailed. We are also told to prevail in prayer. Another word we don't use too often. Prevail means that we must desire intensely what we pray for. Jesus said, so I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So we're to pray with confidence and tenacity. Travailing in prayer is how we feel when we pray. Prevailing in prayer is how we fight when we pray. Prevailing in prayer means to confidently, optimistically, patiently, and tenaciously pray until God answers. George Mueller said, the great point is never to give up until the answer comes. I've been praying for 63 years and 8 months for one man's conversion. He's not saved yet, but he will be. How can it be otherwise? I'm praying. But Mueller never saw him saved, since it was only as Mueller's casket was being lowered into the ground that the man converted. However, Mueller's prayers were answered because he never quit praying. However, you know, we have to be careful at this point. There's a difference between being persistent and pestering, really. Jesus taught us to pray saying, give us this day our daily bread. That means we should pray daily for our needs. But when God has given us an answer to our prayers, we must accept His answer and go ahead trusting God, even if we can't understand why He's answered as such. You know, just think about it. Jesus prayed 3 times, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but your will be done." He got his answer, and from that time on, he went to the cross without asking that it be removed from him. He'd accepted his whole Heavenly Father's answer. He refused to pester God more. Paul wrote that something was troubling him. And he says, 3 times I pleaded with my Lord to take it away. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Paul had the answer. So he refused to pester God. He went ahead with God's power, enabling him to cope. More than enabling him, Paul became one of the greatest preachers, the greatest evangelist of all time. When should we persist in prayer? Well, the Bible gives us many examples of things require persisting prayer. We should pray, persist in prayer when we pray for people who fall into sin that they may repent. When we pray for illness of body or mind, which God is willing to heal. When we pray for peace on earth and for the peacemakers. For spiritual growth so we can conform to Christ's image. When we pray for enemies who persecute us for their forgiveness. And for workers who bring about God's salvation to others. In our persistent prayers for these things, you know, we're not pestering God, but we're merely doing what He wants us to do. James, the brother of Jesus, said that Elijah prayed fervently, and his prayers were answered. Epaphra was a companion of Paul and a prisoner with him. And in his letter to the Colossians, Paul writes, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, greets you. He is always wrestling in his prayers on your behalf, so that you may stand mature and fully assured that in everything that God wills." Epaphras was a faithful, persistent prayer. You know, one of the problems that many ministers face is burnout. I've heard many of my colleagues give up and go on to other jobs, other callings, you may say, because they just couldn't persist. It's easy to suffer from burnout when you're a caregiver. During my time in congregational ministry, I worked at avoiding this by praying on a regular basis. Apart from my usual daily prayers, I prayed before I visited people. I prayed for the right words to say, especially if they were going through a tough time. And although I can't understand why bad things happen to good people, I do get a sense of peace through my prayers. It's as if the Holy Spirit is telling me, God has a plan. And will keep all of His children in His loving arms no matter what. You know, with all the terrorism we see in our world and the ongoing threat of more violence, I feel that it's important that we pray constantly. Because God will comfort us during these disturbing times. So in closing, it's my sincere prayer and sincere hope that none of you is a quitter when it comes to prayer, and that all of you will find the peace that only God can give, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. And now unto God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, all honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.